For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is expressing confidence that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, tweeting, "It will happen." The on-again, off-again nature of the summit doesn't bother Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio, who was on ABC.
The president has given him a taste of his own medicine. It's a style we've never seen in a presidency before, but it seems to have at least knocked them off of balance.
Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was on CBS's Face the Nation.
When we say denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, this could have a two-way street, and that the North Koreans could assert that we have a responsibility to denuclearize and restrict our nuclear umbrella, meaning no B-1s, B-2s, or B-52s flying into the Korean Peninsula, landing in the Korean Peninsula, or in operational proximity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Subtropical storm Alberto is taking aim at the Florida Panhandle. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Felkin.
We do have a storm surge watch along the coast from Crystal River, Florida to the Florida-Alabama border. The water could reach 2 to 4 feet above ground somewhere in that watch area if the peak surge occurs at the time of high tide. The other thing we're dealing with is the falling rain. That's why we're looking at very seriously the possibility of inland flooding because of the extremely heavy rainfall amounts that will be associated with the storm.
Surprising absolutely no one, the number one movie at the box office this weekend, Solo, a Star Wars story.
Hey, kid, I'm putting together a crew. You in?
It's expected to rake in $101 million over the weekend. Superhero films Deadpool 2 and Avengers Infinity War comes in second and third. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
People on the Emerald Isle have voted in some sweeping major changes in their country. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
In Ireland, officials say Saturday's referendum to repeal Ireland's Eighth Amendment, which bans abortion, was passed by voters by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. After the results come in, the Prime Minister says,
"To those who voted no, I know that today is not welcome, and you may feel that the country has taken the wrong turn, that this country is a country you no longer recognize. And I want to reassure you that Ireland today is the same country as it was last week, but just a little bit more tolerant, more open, and more respectful."
Only one county in Ireland, the religiously conservative Donegal, voted no. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An American held in a Venezuelan jail since 2016 has been set free. John Clemens reports.
Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife, Tammy Candelo, were charged with concealing weapons and with attempting to destabilize the government in Caracas. After they reunited with their families, they met with President Trump in the Oval Office.
We've had 17 released, and we're very proud of that record. Very proud. And we have others coming. We're in the midst of some very big negotiations to get others out. In most cases, they're Americans, but we can try and help other countries, too, where there's injustice. So we've been working very hard on it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.